Do you think that Putin has maybe made a bit of a misstep here? Because McDonald's remains incredibly popular with his sort of core constituents, doesn't it?
Well, it does. But at the same time, it doesn't have quite the calibre that it had when it first set up in Russia. And I see this, obviously, as primarily a political decision. But if this had been done, say, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, then you would have been looking at something cataclysmic. Now there are rivals, there are alternatives, there's plenty of food. So it does look to me as though it's hugely, it sends a signal.
Let's look back to that, the sort of the political and cultural impact of that first opening, though, because it's worth remembering, I think, even the big McDonald's in Moscow still has adorned on its walls pictures of people, you know, queuing on that the first day. What did that represent at the time, do you think?
Well, I was there. One of the first assignments that I had as correspondent for the London Times in Moscow was to cover the opening of the first McDonald's in Moscow. And it was in Pushkin Square, which was a hugely symbolic venue, the very heart of Moscow. And it was like an incursion of the outside world. It was like it was a symbolic opening up of Russia. It was Gorbachev, the then Soviet leader, saying to Russia, "We are part of the modern world." And McDonald's made a huge fuss about it. They took all the journalists, Russian and foreign, they took us all out to the countryside to see the cows that were being bred, especially to produce proper meat for McDonald's hamburgers. So, you know, it was a really, really big thing.
And in that context, then, when you talk about the contemporary propaganda, if you like, this modern political gesture, is it as bold as that? Is Putin almost trying to go back to the days before that, you know, when the idea of this sort of capitalist upstart institution wouldn't have been welcome on that sort of territory?
Well, I don't think it's really that. It's more a little sort of irritating shot across the bows. It's symbolic. It's nothing more than that. And of course, to target Pushkin Square, the first and the flagship branch of McDonald's, that is the biggest symbol of all.
Now, if we look at the sort of the subtleties of this, we've got this food hygiene watchdog that's said in a statement there's all these sort of violations. Are you surprised they've gone down this sort of avenue in terms of the mechanics of closing this down? You don't think they might have perhaps gone for something even more brazen?
No, I don't think so. I think food hygiene and food regulations, it's one of those favourite sort of post-Soviet Russian tactics. They have huge swathes of legislation, which really they can choose to enforce or not to enforce. It's on the statute book, so if they want to enforce it, then they pick that. And they've used it not just against McDonald's as now, but they've used it against Georgian wine, they've used it against Moldovan wine, they've used it against fruit and vegetables from Ukraine. It's a favourite tactic, and it's quite an easy one because the stuff is on the statute book already.